Hello, everyone.
Blog
Welcome to
Talk
our
Radio.
Show.
Welcome to America's Third
Hello.
Party. My name is David John Sponheim, America's write-in president. Are you tired of double-digit inflation? What about the war in Iraq? Don't you want to bring our men home? Well, we do. At America's Third Party, we have a plan to get our troops home and to end the war in Iraq. Call in, talk to us, and tell us what you think about America.
1-2. Hello. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show. I am your host, David Sponheim. I will be talking to you briefly about some of the problems facing our country, and we'll discuss the possibilities of a third party for the 2016 election. Many of you have been toying with the idea, I'm sure, and I know that I have been committed for the past 6 years to building this third party, and we've been doing a daily show every day, 3 hours a day, on various television networks, on the internet, as well as, of course, our radio show 2 years ago, which lasted 200 episodes. We're coming back because we believe that the time for a third party is becoming more and more urgent. The need for a way to solve America's problems is obviously paramount in the minds of a lot of people. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, or you're drifting away from your party, or you're a registered independent, I'm going to try to talk to you about the need for a third party in the next 12 minutes. If there are any call-ins, you're welcome to call in at 347-945-7043. I should be able to receive that on the board. I'm testing out the equipment as well. We're doing a portable device here, burning some credits on our Skype system, and calling in remotely from a Wi-Fi, mobile Wi-Fi hotspot. One of the reasons why the two parties have been unable to cut the budget is many of them are connected completely to the money trail of reelection funds. Most of the congressmen and congresswomen pretty much spend most of their time looking to get reelected when they become a congressman or congresswoman. They look to get donations from as many people as possible, so they spend a lot of time looking for donations, and oftentimes it's the people with the money who donate, obviously, and that creates the climate for corruption. Most of the two parties have certain things they're paying back to people that give them donations. The pork barrel spending that you hear about in the budget, all the excessive waste in our government, is essentially connected directly to the people that get those people elected. They want things for the money they give these congressmen. And this has created a complete loop of cronyism that's persisted for the past 50 to 100 years. No matter who runs under the third party, they won't be allowed to stay within the third party if they continue to do things in payment for money donated to their campaign. We have a very strong platform at americasthirdparty.com, and we have had a strong platform for a long time. The resistance people have had to our development as a third party is mostly due to ignorance, or in some cases, the insidious attempt by the government to censor our efforts. Now, this includes cutting back the number of hits I get on YouTube and my videos, which has been a marked difference since Google and Facebook and other social networks have allowed the NSA to embed within missions. We've noticed a dramatic change. I used to receive 20,000 hits a week on my YouTube site 4 years ago, and now I get about maybe 30 to 100. Big difference between 20,000 and 30. That's not because we're not popular. We continue to grow in popularity on our nightly show on the Vaughn TV network. You can access our nightly TV show by going to americasthirdparty.com. And clicking the video chat button, you'll see the live broadcast from 6 to 9. p.m. Pacific time. My goal is to actually create solutions for our country on the fly, adapt to a changing political climate, and respond like a third party would to the differences between the left and the right, to find solutions where others can't. And as a creative, intelligent, highly intelligent person, I believe I've got the ability to do that without having to filter the conversation and slow it down, because we obviously have to be doing this really quickly. Our country is going to be going through some very tough economic times. We already are. The economy that we have today is relatively fake. When you look at the service economy, people spending money, buying things, it's a pretty strong economy. We're still one of the largest consumers in the world of retail items, services, goods, etc. But a lot of that's fueled by printed money. You see, the Federal Reserve, which is not even a part of our government, has actually been printing up a huge amount of money and giving it to Wall Street executives and too big to fail companies at an alarming rate. $16 trillion have been loaned out in the past 8 years. That's over and above our national debt of $18 trillion. So what they're doing is financing these huge monetary elitists to stay in business. They hire their middle management that barely performs. Sales continue to decline. Many companies have already shrunk their workforce by 40%. So the ones that are working in the private sector are doing pretty well. Everyone else is kind of scrambling to find minimum wage jobs. All the while, this president, the current president we have in 2015, continues to lie about how the unemployment rate is 5.6% and it's going down. Actually, there's 92 million people in America that are out of a job. That's 30% of our population of U.S. citizens and the countless others that are scrambling with two jobs and can't make ends meet. So there's a huge disconnect between the statistics that the government is spewing, the mainstream media is talking about, and the reality that most of us are facing every day, with nearly one-third of our population unemployed, not even willing to do anything, too. Many of them don't even want to work. So there's an overall tendency for our nation to have a lower morale, and morality is certainly having to face a lot of conflict, too, with people drifting into a bizarre areas, drug abuse and perversion and whatnot. But, you know, these issues are part of the systemic breakdown of our society. So when you look at the demoralization of our nation, you look at how people don't even have a chance to speak out about the problems with government, how disconnected the two-party system is and how they're so connected to moneyed interests, and how nothing seems to change in a big way, and how our nation continues to flounder economically. The real telltale signs of the downturned economy are obvious. You look at Sears, JCPenney's, Target, Radio Shack, all these companies that are barely functioning right now, barely able to make ends meet. In fact, they're probably going to be closing down soon. And then you hear Barack Obama talk, like he just did in the State of the Union address, about how great the economy is and how we've turned the corner and all this garbage. That is the complete dichotomy that has been created in our nation. And they continue to use this lying technique and disinformation in the mainstream media to make us all, lull us all to sleep so that we don't even wake up and realize this country is in dire need of leadership and a brand new direction. So I am appealing to you, being I'm a social liberal and a fiscal conservative wrapped up into one person. I'm appealing to the Democrats that are wondering, why didn't Obama talk about homeless people in his last address? How come he didn't even mention the environment and how completely degraded it is with Fukushima, the Pacific Shore, and the oil slick still sitting underwater in the Gulf of Mexico? He's always pushing these gleaming, Orwellian, dreamy ideas in front of the American people, promising to do something and never delivering. When he did deliver on health insurance reform, it turned out to be a 30% increase. That's right, 30% more people are paying now with Obamacare than they were before. And it's just like the Congressional Budget Office said, Obamacare is costing this nation an extra $100 billion per year. That's $1 trillion in 10 years. That's money that's coming out of tax dollars. And we don't have that kind of money. In fact, we're running at a huge deficit and have been. So far, Barack Obama has overspent $7.5 trillion beyond what he should have spent. That's double what Bush did in the same time period. This is a huge problem, especially considering he ran on the idea of cutting waste by as much as $2 trillion. I mean, this guy has not cut any waste. He's increased spending in ways that we can't even calculate. And he never, ever developed a universal health care plan, ever. He just created the illusion of health care change. That's a problem because people are now paying even more for their procedures. Doctors are charging even more, thinking they need to charge more because the inflated economy is hitting. Actually, we are facing what is called stagflation, where wages don't go up, good jobs don't increase with benefits, but rather the price of goods, fuel, food increase. Recently, the oil prices have dropped dramatically, and that could very likely trigger some major economic response. If Saudi Arabia continues to produce oil at over 2 million barrels beyond what they need to do per day, we're going to have a glut of oil, and then all of a sudden oil-producing areas like the Bakken fields in North Dakota will shut down, leaving our infrastructure undeveloped, unimproved, and most of all decommissioned, which is extremely scary when oil, you need to keep those things running in order for that to keep flowing. So it could be a huge problem for our country. We could even face shortages if the price drops below the production value, which it is right now. So we're seeing Goldman Sachs predict prices down to $39 a barrel, which is barely enough for any of those companies to stay in business, triggering a potential economic recession, depression, well into the future, a cycle of 20 years of depression if we don't do something. So I'm asking you, voter, to seriously consider going to our website, americasthirdparty.com, looking at our TV show, and getting a feel for what we're all about. We're communicating daily with the American people. Many of our ideas are certainly in step with the mandate that the Democrats came up with in 2008, but more importantly, they respond to the fiscal conservatives that are wondering where all this money is going to come from and how taxpayers are going to have to bear the burden of this ridiculous spending. So we will cut the budget and we will get rid of the waste, but we absolutely need to create a new political movement to do that. Otherwise, we will never get our nation back. We, the people, need to re-inherit our government. We lost it, folks. We need to reach into our minds and come up with the solutions. And really, it's simple as telling your friend about a third party. So be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Third Party, and check out our website, americasthirdparty.com. I'm David Sponheim. I support this message. Thank you for listening to our show. As brief as it is, I'm going to try to do more of these as often as I can. Good night, and have a great day, and be well.